The Rising Tide of Diabetes. From the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, I'm Ira Dreyfus with HHS HealthBeat. After World War II, the U.S. Navy surveyed health among Pacific Islanders and found not a single case of diabetes. Today, Pacific Islanders have one of the world's highest rates of diabetes. Why the big change? Diabetes specialist Dr. Jane Kelly says many Pacific Islanders today eat a higher fat diet and are less physically active than past generations, leading to obesity and diabetes. But Kelly says it is possible to prevent or delay diabetes.
By walking 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, and choosing to eat more lower fat foods like fruits and vegetables, you can lose weight and prevent diabetes.
Kelly is with the National Diabetes Education Program, a part of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and National Institutes of Health. Learn more at hhs.gov. HHS HealthBeat is a production of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. I'm Ira Dreyfus.